This is Krista in the Morning Rush podcast. Krista in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams. Lo and behold, going out being single is not very easy. You find someone that you think is stunning and you happen to finally get to go out with them, and then sometimes they don't get back to you ever again.
Oh, it's the worst.
I just get so nervous because they're so attractive.
So attractive, but something happens. But I could see you bringing like a man bag, a man purse with you on your
dates. A merce?
Oh, yeah, Merce.
Stop making fun of what I use.
Oh, all right. Very good. Well, this morning we actually have Marley with us. Good morning, sweetie.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. So you emailed us the fact that you went out with a young man named Brett. Tell us kind of what happened. How'd you meet?
Yeah, well, we met on Bumble, which is one of those apps.
Yeah.
So we had some banter, you know, on the app before, like, going out, and, like, it was good. Like, it was just, like, a really good date, you know? We went to Outback Steakhouse, which he thought was, like,
yummy. Really
fancy. And it was
nice.
Really good, though.
Nice.
Isn't that what the Blue Moon
And,
onion?
Like, it was just, like, I don't know. It was just, like, a fun date. It, okay. You know, we had a really good time. So it's just weird that he wouldn't, like, want to go out again, you know?
But you guys met on Bumble. That's always super nice.
Yeah.
What did you talk about?
I mean, just like this and that, you know? It wasn't like anything crazy. So it wasn't like, you know, I didn't say anything that would have made him go, oh, no, that, you know? It was just,
Now the question that I ask everybody is, did you brush your teeth?
Yeah.
Okay,
good. That.
All right.
Okay,
yeah. Good.
That is important.
Making sure, you know?
So you felt good, you looked good, you smelled good, you thought everything went good. How did this date end?
Well, it was just like, good night, see you again. And it was kind of like, you know, he did kiss me good night, but that was it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought, I mean, it felt like, it didn't feel like a blow off. It wasn't like hot and heavy, but it felt like we had a good time and, you know, we'll go out again.
So, kind of like a meh.
Can you think of, I mean, you said you didn't say anything, but can you think of anything that happened on this date? Like maybe why he wouldn't be calling you back?
Like were you on your phone?
No, I mean, that's kind of why I called you guys to try to figure it out because I have no idea.
All right. Well, how long has it been since you've spoken to him?
Oh, like a week and a half. I texted twice, but then I didn't want to be like a stalker, so I just stopped. And then that's when I went to you guys.
Oh,
so sad.
So sad. I mean, sometimes, Aaron, you just drive by the girl's house sometimes, right?
Yeah, drive by the house, climb up a tree, look through a window, whatever.
Are you ready, Marley? Because we're going to give him a call now.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, is this Brett?
Speaking.
Hi, Brett. This is Krista, Shady, and Aaron from Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.
Hey, man.
Guys. What's going on?
Hi. Well, we are actually giving you a ring just to say good morning and hope you're doing a great day today. And the fact that you kind of ghosted a really nice lady by the name of Marley, and why would you do that?
Yeah, she wants to know what's going on, man. It's the whole thing we do on our show called Second Date Update.
So that's what this is about.
Come on, Brett.
She seems super nice, super cute. You guys went to Outback Steakhouse, but now you're just like, where'd you go? Did you get another job in another city?
Did you chew on some steak and, I don't know,
Did you try to fake your death?
Oh, it happened.
Where you at, boy?
No, I mean, it was nothing like that. You know, it went wrong. She's very pretty. She's very nice. It was just a little weird.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it was very weird, I should say, actually.
Weird?
What do you mean?
So, you already heard we went to the Outback Steakhouse.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty great. Now, I don't know about you guys, but the food there is pretty good. But it seemed like every time she had food, it was just like the best thing ever. To the point of like, at first I thought she was just super hungry, and I'm like, okay, I get that. And then she was having like a little bit of bread, and she started almost like moaning.
Ooh.
And I'm not talking about like moaning, like this is very good. No, I'm talking about like, yeah.
No way. Like, I'm sorry. I know, like, I'm supposed to just sit here or whatever, but I, there's no, like, that's ridiculous.
Brett. Just so you know, Brett, Marley has been on the phone this entire time because that's how this kind of plays out.
Yeah, this sounds, like, so crazy. So she was moaning. I know you say you're not, Marley, but.
Yeah, okay.
Like, the food was really good. It was really, I mean, I don't know.
What's wrong with a girl getting into her food?
That's right.
And was it like this the entire date, or?
You know, I mean, at first I thought it was just going to be the bread. I was like, okay, maybe she just really likes bread. But no, then our entrees came over. Oh, God, if you thought the bread was bad.
Really?
Food came over. It turned more vocal. It was like, yeah.
You know what? If anything, that's just a preview for later, if anything. Am I right? Yeah. How is that weird?
Right.
I mean, if she's not into it, but, and this was like turned you off. It like weirded you out then, or?
At first I thought it was kind of funny, and then it was like, okay, clearly this is more than just food to her.
So Marley, let's be honest, honey, were you getting pretty vocal when you were enjoying your food? I mean, are you a vocal gal or?
Maybe. What? I don't know. I was kind of nervous because I we had like a good like banter thing on the Bumble, and like he was like, I don't know. He was just like, he's hot, and I was like, oh. So I did smoke a little bit of something before we went out, and it might have been like, I might have been pretty high at the time.
Oh, my gosh.
Outback does taste better.
That would explain it.
I don't know. Like, but I don't think it was that bad. Like, I mean, I remember really having a good time and, like, the food was really good, but I don't think it was, like, that bad.
So, Brett, are you okay with that? I mean, number one, that she smokes weed just to relax herself, and number two, that, you know, this isn't a standard thing.
Right. I mean, I guess, I don't have a problem with it. I just kind of wish that I knew this beforehand, because then I would have joined.
You would have gotten into the moaning too, and groaning over food.
Yeah, I mean, that would have made it more fun if you were both enjoying the food that much. Mm.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I was just nervous. I don't know.
I think it's
understandable. Oh, it's okay. No, this is super great.
I think they should take that back to maybe, you know, dessert, and then really get into enjoying.
Yeah, talk about some dessert.
If you two would like...
Like I said, I don't have a problem with it. I just wish I knew ahead of time.
Yeah.
That way I also could enjoy the sensation of bread.
Yeah.
As did she.
Well, if you two want to try it back out again, we'll pay for the date. Just the dinner, not whatever you partake in beforehand. We'll just pay for the dinner. But if you two want to try it back out again, sounds like you're into it.
Come on, Marley. Come on, Brett.
I'd definitely be into it.
Oh, good.
Let's definitely do it.
Awesome. So cute. And this time, like, it can just be a ton of moaning during and after dinner.
There you go.
Oh, my God. Please don't moan like that. God, help us.
Let's all go to the movies.
Now back to our feature presentation.
We recast your favorite movies and give you prizes for guessing them. It's Radio Recast.
And the Oscar goes to...
Yes, honey, it is time for some Radio Recast. Each and every week on a Thursday, we pick a movie that we want you to guess, and because we're going to hook you up with something amazing this week, which is a gift card to Quick Trip. Gotta love saving on the gas, honey.
Gotta love it.
Gotta love it. So this is kind of how you play. We, of course, are going to pick a celebrity for each of us to impersonate. So I picked someone for Shady. He has picked someone for me. We will actually impersonate these people while we read the lines to the movie. You simply have to guess the movie that we're impersonating.
Yep.
All right. So Shady, this is who I have decided that you shall play for today.
Because you know I'm all about that bass. Jeez. About that bass, no trouble.
Yeah.
I'm all about that bass. About that bass, no trouble.
Love it.
Of course, that's Meghan Trainor, as you all know, by the way, because it's in honor of our amazing little thing that we have, a cardboard cutout of her in our studio this morning. And this is who you have decided to pick for me today.
It's me, Mario.
Yee.
Mario from Mario Brothers?
Yes.
Okay, let me hear again. I used to play this all the time.
It's
okay.
Me, Mario.
Okay, it's me. Okay, very good. All right, so again, as we always like to kick it off with a little bit from the movie, and then, of course, give us a call at 321-0931 when you think that you have guessed what movie we are impersonating. Are you ready, Mr. Shady?
I am ready.
Okay, do you want to go first or me first?
I'll let you go first.
Okay, here we go. I'll give this little cookie an hour before we sound like the count. We're doing the no pants dance. Time to mask up.
Wow, never ceases to amaze me. What cologne you gonna go with? London gentlemen, wait. No, hold on. Blackbeard's delight.
No, she gets a special cologne. It's called Sex Panther by Odeon. It's illegal in 9 countries. Yep, it's made with the bits of real panther, so you know it's good.
It's quite pungent.
Yes, the meatball.
It's a formidable scent. It stings the nostrils in a good way.
Yes!
Brian, I'm gonna need to be honest with you. That smells like pure gasoline.
They done the studies, you know, with my meatball. 60% of the time, it works every time.
That doesn't make sense.
Well, let's go see if we can make a little romper in my kitty purr with my meatball.
Oh,
all right, there it is. That was phenomenal. Shady, I mean. Meghan Trainor would be proud right now.
She wants to give me a call sometime.
She does, by the way. You can check out Meghan Trainor, by the way, on our Instagram video that we have posted. So 321-0931, we want to hear from you. 931 Jams, good morning. Who's this?
This is Rob.
Rob, how are you, my man?
I'm good.
Good. Can you tell us the amazing movie that we just slaughtered?
Yeah, you did a great job. It was Anchorman.
A plus, man. Way to go.
Rob, my man. So was it the brilliantness of Mr. Shady playing Meghan Trainor or Mario, or did you just know it because of the music bed?
I think it was a mixture of both. You guys both did great.
Thanks, man. He's so nice to us.
That's nice.
Well, congratulations, Rob. You just got hooked up with a gift card to Quick Trip. Big on convenience, of course. Big on taste. And so this is always what we love to do. You need to decide which one of us sucked worse at impersonations. Was it Shady doing Meghan Trainor or myself as Mario?
You were both pretty bad.
At least you're honest.
I gotta go. I think Shady was worse today.
Oh,
I'm sorry, man.
It's okay, man. You know what? I understand. It's hard to be Meghan Trainor. So So I gotta take us out of this, Krista.
You gotta take us out. We'll put you on hold, Rob. Thanks, honey.
Cool. Thanks.
All right, love. All right. Yeah. Take us out. Oh, so, tell everybody where we're gonna be tomorrow.
So tomorrow we're gonna be at the Red Zone on Regent, and we're gonna give you beer till the keg is gone. Hold on, we'll go into the next segment since she's all about that bass. I'm gonna hit the mic with my butt. Hold on.
All right, do it.
All right. Boom.
Oh!
Okay, there we go.
I love it.
Creepy guys saying creepy things. It's Bromantic Messages with Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. What's up, sexy girl? You go to Catholic school, right?
Yes.
Do you have one of those sexy schoolgirl outfits?
Yes, I wear it to school, not for your weird fetishes.
You ought to come over with it, but you'll have to clean it after because I'm going to get my junk on that.
Be sure God wants to have a word with you about that one.
Please, he wants you to come over and play with this monster.
Oh my gosh, really? I'll check.
Oh, I can wait, honey.
One sec. Oh, I'm sorry, one sec. God says no.
Hey, do you still have both of your kidneys?
As far as I know, yes. Why?
Okay, cool. Cool. What's up?
Nothing but what the f*** is with the first thing. What about my kidney?
I was just curious as all. Geez, we should get together.
Okay, this is really weird. I'm like 90% sure you're gonna steal my organs.
No, but do you have a bathtub by any chance?
I'm not sure if you're serious or if you're just some sick f***ing joke. But either way, I'm also done here.
Are you sure? I'll bring the ice.
You're gross.
And that was your presentation of Bromantic Messages with Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.
Download the podcast now.